This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Social media companies are walking a finer line than ever before. Terrorist attacks and shootings have all raised thorny questions about the role of Facebook, Twitter, and others, and the role they may inadvertently play as havens for terrorist propaganda. Now comes word that several big tech companies have been experimenting with posting videos aimed at deterring would-be extremists. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
For 15 years, Tony McAleer considered himself a white supremacist.
You're going to join this great noble cause to save the white race from extinction.
Now, McAleer runs Life After Hate, a nonprofit. Last year, he made four videos that were funded by Facebook, Twitter, and Google to motivate people to leave hate groups. They were targeted to users based on terms like white power. Other videos were targeted to young Muslims based on words like Sharia.
Do not be confused by what extremists say, that you must reject the new world.
The videos were part of a month-long study by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue to help gauge the effectiveness of counter-narratives online. Clay Calvert teaches communications at the University of Florida. He says the videos come with a risk.
You may take offense by that and saying, whoa, why did I get this? I'm not trying to join this group. I'm just trying to learn more.
It's unclear just how effective the videos were, but after they ran, McAleer with Life After Hate says eight people approached his group asking for help. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.